The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Extra 106.3 would like to welcome you home. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show with Jim Niarchos and Dan Watkins, only on Extra 106.3 FM.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I am doing great, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's another great day in hot Atlanta, and we've got another great show. As you know, we always look far and wide to bring the best subject matter experts, a variety of topics all year long here to Dickey Broadcasting, to Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station, and the home of Fox News Radio, Dan.
I know.
What a great place for us to be, huh?
That's right. The only conservative news talk left in Atlanta.
Right, and we like to say what we think. We don't want to be kind of penned in here or corralled in, right?
That's right. We don't want to
any boundaries. We want to just be able to, you know.
Say what we want.
That's right. And go where we want, right?
That's right.
That's right. So anyway, this week is no exception. We've got a great business and a great subject matter expert who's taken some time off to be here to give you folks out there tips and advice how to make a good decision, save money, and not get ripped off. So All Four Seasons Home Show, we'd like to welcome Mr. Lee Tuck of Summit Fence. We're going to talk about fencing today. Welcome, Lee, to the All Four Seasons Home Show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great day to be here.
Well, we're proud to have you, and we'd like to give our audience a little bit of insight as to your background and how you got into Summit Fence, how Summit Fence came about.
So actually, I have been in the fence business for a number of years, around 32, 33 years. Got out of the Army in 1986. Thought I was going to take a break for a month or so, and ended up going to work 4 days later for a local fence company here in Smyrna. And I've been doing fencing ever since.
Well, first of all, thank you for your service. We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Dan, you are a man who has a fence nightmare.
Yeah, listen, me and Lee, we go back a little bit here, and I know he's got a bunch of these stories, but why don't we
open up with a story?
Yeah, we got a good one here. You know, this goes back, I don't know, 4 or 5 years maybe, I don't know, somewhere in that range. And to kind of set the background up, I have a next-door neighbor that is the kind of guy that just...
The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Well, he just wants to create a problem, right? He's one of these guys that he wants to show you he's the boss, and no matter what, you better come and kiss his feet if you want to do something, you know, next to him. So we got started with the landscaping, and he was out there. I had talked to him. There was a misunderstanding about when I was going to start, you know, totally. You know, I didn't mean to do anything on purpose, but I thought he gave me the go ahead. And, you know, apparently he wasn't ready for me to get going on the landscaping. And he came down and made sure he stopped my landscaper and said he was going to call the police and scare the guy off. And we started this way, and it felt like everything I did, he was trying to stop me. Put some nice decks in, Jim. You've been over, right?
I mean, couldn't
look any nicer, but he was calling the city on me to make sure I had my permits. I mean, this guy, no matter what he could do.
Sounds like a lovable individual. He
very happy person, right? Like, I'm sure a happy household. So now with the fence, right now, I am at this point, I have talked to him. I had the golf green put in too, and he tried to stop them and said it was on his property, all this different stuff. It's synthetic golf green. So now it's time for the fence. I have tried, you know, before the golf green, I had probably tried for 10 months, every 2 weeks, to ask him if he had some time to talk. Never had time to talk, but every time I had some work done at my house, here he was. He could take a half a day off work and just, you know, assault all the workers at my house when, of course, I wasn't around and it was only my wife. So now Lee's here, right? Now we're going to do the fence. And I thought I could put this fence where I wanted to put it because I had a perpetual easement on the property, right?
So yes, you did.
I think we even looked at it, but we looked at this thing. We thought we were good as gold. But of course, as soon as we start putting the fence up, Lee, I will let you take over.
Here came the neighbor.
Yeah.
So yeah, not a very pleasant gentleman, but very interesting, let's say that. And sure, he had to make sure that we were not over the property line one smidgen of an inch. You know, when you get these guys, they just property line Nazis, I call them. But so he was one of these, and we had to deal with it, and we did, and got through it, and thank goodness. But yes, he enjoys bugging you, doesn't he, Dan?
Yeah. That day he called the police.
He did.
He called the police, and if I remember correctly, the police told him that if he ever calls them again, they were going to write him a ticket. And he needed to leave us alone.
Wasting their time.
Yeah, and he even said with this perpetual easement, or you know, was good and really kind of, from what I understand, berated him a little bit for just calling someone out for even a civil matter. So, anyways, Jim, this is the type of thing that can happen when you're dealing with a fence company. You better bring your gun, right?
I mean, you never know what might happen. And then came out and told me I had to move my truck from parked in the street and just happened to be in front of his house. So, you know.
Well, Dan, it sounds to me,
lovely guy,
being an objective party here, I wasn't involved, and just hearing the story, it sounds to me like the poor guy, all he needed was a hug. If you just would have gave him a hug, Dan.
You know, I tried to give him a hug for about 10 months, but he was not looking for a hug. I want to tell you what. The only thing I could think about was, I got to be honest with you.
Does he still live there?
He still lives there. You never see him.
Is he like coming over for a beer once in a while or anything?
No beers. Like I said, I worry about the other people in that house. I got to be honest with you. When you got to deal with somebody like that every day, life has got to be hard. So, you know, life is way too short for this kind of stuff. And when your neighbor, all he's trying to do is improve the look of the yard that you've got to look at every day. It's really hard for me to understand why people behave this way. But I know, Lee, you deal with a lot of this kind of stuff. There's something about that property line that drives certain people crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, there is. You know, you can put in trees and bushes, and not too many people say anything, but you go and put in a fence, and that property line becomes the largest issue in life for many people. So, and of course, it is important. You know, you absolutely, if you're going to put in a fence, you want to know where your property lines are, period. That is a very important issue. Some people are much more worried about it than others. And, you know, the truth is we're here in Atlanta, all over Atlanta. You know, a lot of the spaces are tight. So we do see encroachments and see neighbors agree to an encroachment all the time. It's just you do find a certain percentage of the population that will never agree to that.
Well, take our listeners through the process. Let's say somebody wants to have a fence put in their yard. Step A, B, C, what do you guys do?
So the best thing, you know, have some folks out and look at it, evaluate it for you, come up with a really good plan for what you want based on your needs and your desires for the fence. And then, obviously, move forward with a company that you believe is going to build a quality product.
But it's a survey, like you actually have to have it surveyed. Is your company able to do that, or do you have to bring somebody in to do that, or how does that work?
So it depends. We actually do this. I think we're one of the only fence companies in Atlanta that are willing to go out and find folks' property pins, and we do that quite often. Depending on the property, sometimes we do have to bring surveyors in, and I have a relationship with a couple surveyors that, you know, we'll do it on behalf of the customer if they like. But yeah, it is a very important issue and should be discussed and understood, exactly where your lines are before any fence is installed.
Wow.
Well,
does Teddy need a fence, Dan?
Teddy got an electric fence.
Oh,
just
good, like
recently.
My house. Yeah.
Yep, Teddy got an electric fence, and he's been shocked a couple times. Now he's a little bit afraid to go outside, I think.
Yeah, that's what happens.
So because of the neighbor, we have an opening in the fence, and so we had to do the electric fence.
Right.
Listen, I know one thing people want to know is, what type of materials are these fences, right? There's wood, there's steel, aluminum, whatever. What are people getting? What's popular? What do you recommend?
So it all depends on the situation. There's definitely wood is usually the most economical. And the main fence used anytime somebody wants a privacy fence. You know, but from there, if you want a fence that's more for containment or for pool safety, you know, a lot of people choose a aluminum or steel fencing. And those prices fluctuate some with the marketplace, but it all depends on the goals of the customer. I mean, we actually do fences where we mix them up. You know, in some places we'll do wood to get the privacy, and in some places we'll do a metal fence to have a good safety barrier. So it all depends on what the goals and needs are for each individual customer.
Well, you know what I find is, fences used to always be for containment, it seemed like, when I was growing up. Now fences more and more are for, like, decorative. They're not necessarily for containment. They're just because they look great.
This is true. Often
people want that white picket fence with two cats in the yard.
Yeah, but it might be the black one now, though, right?
Yeah. We do all types of colors. We actually stain fences after they're installed. So sometimes people want to match the color of their trim on the house or what have you. So the variations are limitless.
So you're actually you're providing that service for them?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. We do, and we're doing a lot of custom and decorative and standard gates these days. You know, it's become a big issue, especially in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing a lot of gates for security. Which the truth is, you know, almost no residential fence is a high security fence.
Right, right.
But what you're trying to do is, you know, any person that you would prefer not to be on your property, you know, you're hoping that they will go somewhere else rather than come to your property. So, you know, right. A driveway gate or enclosure of some sort is definitely a good idea to accomplish that.
Well, you know, we're up against a break. This first segment went quick, but we're going to be back here in just a moment with Lee Tuck of Summit Fence talking about all things to do with fencing. And you better pay attention because you don't want to make a bad decision because a fence in the wrong place can cause you a lot of legal trouble and a lot of expense. You're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show right here on Extra 106.3.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at Camp Margaritaville LanierIslands.com.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and we want to remind you that you can tune in every Saturday morning at 9 right here on Extra 106.3 FM, and also we're simulcast. If you prefer, you can listen to us on 12:30 a.m. That's every Saturday morning at 9. Also, check out our podcasts on Apple, Google, and Spotify, or any past shows. You can check out the Extra 106.3 app. You can go on there and listen live stream. You can go on the website and hear the past shows. So if you like today, we have Summit Fence with Lee Tuck. You miss this show, you can go back a few weeks from now and go back on the Extra 106.3 website, and you can listen to Lee and get all the good information that he's sharing. But anyway, Lee, welcome back. And
Dan, you
had a question about security, didn't you?
Yeah, Lee, you know, you touched on it briefly, but I think it's a really big issue right now. I mean, I think we all don't feel nearly as secure as we used to. I can't imagine living in the city of Atlanta right now, how that must feel to people, you know, what's coming around the corner that night or that day. I mean, there is so much crime, and just in the, you know, the broad daylight right now, what people are trying to do. And we know they're short like 600 police officers, right? We know the police don't want to, you know, they don't want to do what they used to do because they're afraid they'll get thrown in jail from doing their job. So I know
that's happened, hadn't it?
That is happening.
Yes.
And I mean, that's just a fact right now. And I just wonder how this is relating, you know, just to your business right now. If you're seeing more people, and even maybe closer to the city or just even in the suburbs where they're trying to get that fence for security. I know you said sometimes they just want to make it a little bit tougher to, you know, to get in, or, you know, go to the persons that doesn't have a gate. But what are you seeing?
Well, I think we absolutely are seeing that. I'm hearing customers tell me over and over that, you know, they are noticing this uptick in crime, and you know, a neighbor had a problem, or one of their friends had a problem. It's a big issue, and there's no question about it. You know, the crime rate has gone up in Atlanta and all over the country, but it's a real issue, and I think, you know, we all have to be careful and pay attention to your surroundings. And there's no question that fencing, while it is not high security, it is not going to be any kind of an absolute certainty, but will it help you, and will it make your house more secure? Sure. Yeah, sure it will. So we're seeing a lot of that. There's no question. And of course, I think the home improvement business in general during this interesting COVID times we're all going through, and frankly, in our lifetimes, have never gone through anything like this. And so we have seen a spike in business, and we've been extremely busy, as well as other home improvement companies, too. And, you know, so we're seeing this issue of more crime. More people are at home. So, you know, the risk, I guess, of being a victim of a home invasion is higher, I think. We try to tailor each individual's project for, you know, for their needs.
You know, and you probably don't do this yourself, but I mean, you're probably right after you put that fence up, they've got the cameras coming in right after that too.
Yes, it's very common today.
So again, make it tougher, right, for that person to get in, and then you got the camera where they're looking at them. I would think too, maybe the gates that open in the driveway have become popular, or a lot more popular than they used to be.
We're seeing
that on the garage door opener end, right? The openers that we're putting in. But is that something that you deal with? And that
every
you
day, yes, we are doing more custom driveway gates than we ever have, and we're staying very busy with it. We're very thankful for that, but. And the truth is this, on driveway gates, right? So this is the area in my business that has the widest range of possibilities, right? I mean, you know, there are folks out there, there are businesses out there that will sell folks a really inexpensive, cheap system, and it's a very bad idea. So we constantly get calls from folks that have, you know, paid $5,000 for a gate and an operator system, and they don't work, and they'll never work, and it is not a good idea. I mean, if you wanted to do a driveway gate, then doing a quality gate and quality gate system is imperative, because if you don't, you will be replacing it, and
or you'll be calling somebody to fix it over and over and over again too.
Right.
And you know, I think the other thing that people don't always think about, first off, it's just expensive. You know, on our end anyways, right? I mean, it's not cheap equipment, but yeah, just spend a little bit more and get some quality. The other thing is, if you want a gate to open on both sides, that you're talking two openers, right? On that. People don't think about that.
And getting a wire under driveway. Right. Yep. This is an issue that a lot of people don't think about. Getting power out from the house to the gate, that's an issue, you know. So there's a lot to it. And if it's not coordinated and done properly, it is a disaster. And I've seen a lot of those.
Yeah, you, there's cement. You gotta, you know, you gotta set up the cement. You got a lot of different issues when you're talking this. But gotta believe it's a bigger and bigger deal, Jim. I remember years ago, you know, I made many trips to Brazil and Colombia and out in South America, and you watch even in nice neighborhoods, people had big fences up.
So
in front of their house, bars in the windows, right?
We never
thought in a million years, as nice as Atlanta is, and everybody's trying to make, you know, try to get a fence in there, right, just to make it look nice. I'm just waiting for the day here, the way things are going, in 5 or 6 or 10 years, we're gonna have gates up all around. I mean, real gates that hold people out all around our houses, and we're gonna have bars in the windows. That's where we're headed right now.
You're confused. Atlanta's a city too busy to hate.
Yeah, apparently not anymore when you can sit at home and get paid to sit at home, right?
Dan, I want to ask you a question. You know, for those of you who may think Dan is just this fabulous, charismatic radio personality, he actually owns a business too here for the past 20 years. He owns All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Now, we're talking about security. Have you seen an uptick on people's attitudes about their front doors and the hardware and locks that go in there and that type of thing?
Well, and the front door side, you know, I haven't felt like as much, but on the, and all our doors are very, you know, super, super sturdy. And there is a durability aspect to that for sure. Safety and security.
But it matters.
Yeah. On the garage door side though, what you're really seeing on the Oprah is probably the most interesting piece of technology is the cameras. Now people are buying garage door openers with cameras. I don't know if you knew that, but
no, I didn't
they're
going to,
as soon as they sense any type of movement, that camera's coming on. So think about Amazon even, right? Amazon wants to deliver a package. You can get them to open the door, but you know, hey, they didn't steal anything when they were in the garage or whatever else. But that's also a form of security just inside the garage that if somebody's breaking through, they're going to get them on camera. So I bet you the security camera business is really going through the roof right now.
We're seeing a lot of our customers put in cameras, which I frankly is a very good idea.
And it's a deterrent, right? I mean, they see there's a camera, right? You let them know there's a camera, you got the fence, right? That's the deterrent. And then even when they come in, right, if they do come in, you got a better chance of getting them caught. And it's just like everything else, right? Gun sales through the roof. There's a reason for it.
Well, getting back to the topic at hand of fencing, another thing that's changed over the years is the impact in the control of homeowners associations, telling you what kind of fence you can put up, if you can put a fence up, and all that.
You're
not going to put a chain link fence up like when we were kids.
Not going to happen.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. So you're right. You know, all the homeowners associations essentially have covenants, and there's all kinds of different rules for fences, you know, in different subdivisions. So it's definitely very important to read all of the covenants, understand them, and even talk to the HOA and make sure that what we're going to do is going to be acceptable and good for the neighborhood. So, yeah, very good point. It should be.
I think your neighbor's the president of your homeowners association.
He is in his own mind. Listen, this happens with the garage doors too, but, you know, you got to make sure that you can put the right fence up before you do it, because the last thing you want to do is put that fence up and have to tear it down and then go buy a new fence. Same thing with the garage doors. That stuff happens.
This is a huge issue, yes.
And some of them are a lot worse than others, and you know, if you just moved in, you might not know, but if you've lived in your neighborhood for a little while, you probably know the ones that are really tough and the ones that are not as tough. But that's a huge point. Another thing I want to get in, we with the topography in Atlanta, right? We've been so hilly.
And rocky in places.
Well, rocky too.
Right.
But you want your fence to look right. What do you have to do to deal with the topography of this to make it look the way it's supposed to? What do you got to do?
Right. So that's a very good question. The bottom line is that there are some fences that simply shouldn't be used in some yards. So, you know, if you have a nice flat yard, then, yeah, pretty much any fence will look great and it'll work. But if you have a yard with lots of undulation, you know, the topography is upping down, then it's something that you need to think about, right? Because you don't want to end up with gaps all under the fence. You know, are you trying to contain your pets? You know, there are fences that are much, much better suited to handle a lot of uneven terrain. And that is something that, you know, we talk about constantly at Summit Fence. And we like to make sure, you know, we point this out to the customer. Hey, stand back and look at your ground and what fence is going to work very well with your yard and also meet the other needs that you have and desires. It is, it's a very, fencing is a very different item than a lot of other things because we're out there working on the terrain as it exists. You know, most people don't go out and, you know, have a landscape company come in and completely grade the whole yard, you know, before they put their fence in.
No.
You know, so yeah, you just want to make sure that any fence that's used is going to work well with the terrain. It's an important issue.
And then I think the other thing that's got to be important for you, and you said, you really talk to the customer about it, but you got to set that expectation level properly about what they're going to see when you're done because of that terrain, right? I mean, that's pretty much what you're saying.
It's critical. It's very critical. Yes, sir, it is. And you know, based on there are ways that we and methods that we have to handle you know, gaps under the fence. It just depends on what kind of fence it is as to how we do that. But yes, that is a very critical issue. There's also, you know, another extremely critical issue is anything underground. You know, something that most homeowners don't think about, but as we come out to install a fence in our customers' yards, you know, the bottom line, we have no magical, you know, way to see what's underground. So it's very common that folks have sprinkler systems. And the bottom line, you know, we can hit a sprinkler system and damage it, I mean, extremely easily. And there's no way for us to know or anybody else to know where these lines are. So it's a very important conversation to have. We try to help our customers out with this issue. We don't, you know, if we break somebody's sprinkler line, we have a gentleman that we recommend to repair it. Most fence companies don't even talk about this up front. You know, they come install the fence, break a line, and then literally, you know, just walk away and, hey, it's your problem, not ours. I don't like to do that. That's not fair. You know, we don't include any monies in a fence budget, you know, to repair something that we don't know is going to be broken. So it's an important issue. It should be discussed and fully understood, you know, what the ramifications of that are.
Yeah, I could see where that would happen for sure. Yeah.
Well, you know, we talked about materials. You said that the wood fence is the most economical, usually.
Generally speaking,
but yeah. isn't wood going to rot? Isn't it going to warp? Doesn't it have to be maintained over the years?
Very good point. Yeah. So the bottom line, wood fence, although the upfront cost is generally a little bit lower than some other fences. However, right, if you look at a fence on a scale, a 20 or 30 year scale, then there, you know, any type of a metal fence actually would be less expensive.
What about vinyl? See a lot of these vinyl fences. Is that a good product or not?
Vinyl can be a good product to use. I have to be honest, I am not a huge fan of it. I've seen lots of folks that have put in vinyl fences and are not happy with them over time. Because the truth is, vinyl does get broken down by the sun, just like every other. You
starts
know,
cracking and sure. And then you're going to yep. get breaking as soon as you get
yeah. In the wintertime, I've seen a lot of issues with folks that have vinyl fences. It's freezing cold and the neighbor kicks a soccer ball into it and it just busts it all to pieces.
I didn't right? know that.
It yeah. can get a little flimsy. Yeah. I mean, I've got a little tiny one that just, you know, kind of so you don't see the. You know, the HVAC units and maybe the kids' toys or something like that. And man, it didn't take long at all. It was 3 years into this thing. It was already cracking and kind of getting off track. And right. you know, there's a lot of waviness to those things too. It's just
yeah. And you know, the one thing about with wood fencing, you know, it is there's definitely true. That wood fence is going to warp, right? I have this little belief and this little saying that basically, you know, there's only two kinds of wood fences that are warped and wood fences that are going to warp, right? So in my opinion, what's extremely important about that is how that fence is put together, right? So one of the things we do at Summit Fence, and it sounds like a kind of insignificant thing, but when you look at fences long term, and it's a big issue. So we use true spiral nails, right? Which, yeah, I mean, you know, sounds simple, right? They're incredibly expensive when compared to other nails. So, but that's what we use because we have seen long-term, there is no question that when spiral nails are used, they hold the fence together. So parts of it are going to warp. It's just going to happen.
Even pressure treated, it's correct. All pressure treated, right?
Most of it, yes, sir.
And then it's also painted or stained, so that should help protect it too.
Well, it does help.
That's a good point. I do too. I mean, if you keep that thing painted or stained every couple of years, painted every 4 years or something like that, it's going to last longer.
Correct.
But how many people do that?
Not very many people do it. That's right. Nobody wants to spend that extra money, 2 months after you put up a fence. You
gotta use the old Tom
it.
Sawyer strategy. Yeah, start acting like it's a lot of fun and get your neighbors to do it for you.
Yeah. Well, listen, it sounds like a good idea at the time. The price always looks better at the beginning, but then when you start calculating how many times you got to paint that fence and replace wood, it starts costing a lot more.
Wood definitely is a maintenance issue. And the truth is, today's pressure-treated wood is not as good as the pressure-treated wood from 25 years ago because the chemicals have been changed multiple times. It's just not as good as it once was.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that quality was any less, but... that's with a lot of things, right? I mean, that goes back 50, 60 years, right? I mean, we could talk about a lot of stuff that isn't made as good. I mean, I could tell you
like
about wood garage doors.
Appliances.
appliances. Whew, don't go there. Yeah, yeah. Try getting a refrigerator today. But looking at the difference, though, between the type of fence you want to use, a metal fence is going to, virtually be maintenance-free. And it's going to last for, who knows, 40, 50 years.
And when you say metal, are you talking aluminum? Are you talking steel?
Aluminum or steel. Yes, sir.
And what's the difference for everybody out there? What is the difference between those two? And which one's better, do you think, on the fence?
So, it all depends on the application, right? In a residential setting, so somebody puts in a pool and they need a pool fence, right? Aluminum is a choice that a lot of people use, and it's a very good product. It is a little more economical than a steel fence. Steel fence is stronger. The issue with steel is you have to use or should use a very high quality product. What we see that there's several different manufacturers out there. There's product made here in the United States and there's product made in China, and the products made in China have serious issues with the finish.
What a surprise.
Right. Can you imagine that?
I'm sure they're the most expensive ones, right?
Yeah. I just went and looked at one
yesterday.
If
you can get them.
Yeah, I went and looked at one yesterday in East Cobb that a probably 20% of the coating on that steel fence was coming off of it. The fence was rusting. And it's a Chinese-made variety of this steel fence, right? You don't want to do that. The American-made product is much better, slightly more expensive, but worth every penny of it for sure. But
yeah, and maybe supporting America might be a good idea too.
Yeah, right.
Now,
if somebody
wants that white wooden picket fence, decorative fence on their front yard,
yes, sir.
Are there steel or aluminum fences that give the impression of wood that have a look like it's wood or?
There's not really any of that in the market. No, we don't have too many. There's one product that is an aluminum privacy fence. I've been doing this 35 years. I've done one of them because it's very expensive.
Because I know, like with Dan's garage door business, his garage doors, they're metal, but they look like wood the way they do the texture.
Well, they've done that, but I think it's the amount of spacing, right? And again, I mean, this stuff always comes down to money to a certain degree, right?
I mean,
even when people want, you can want all you want, but when that price tag gets too high for you, you got big yards, a lot of fencing to put in. If you had maybe a small yard, you might be willing to pay for that a little bit more. But I think when you get into the big yards, that's what takes some of that away, right? The front doors are fiberglass. They look just like wood, but it's, that's a little smaller surface area.
Yeah, we're not seeing any of that product in the fence business yet, other than there is a composite product out there, right? It's made by the name brand, composite company. But they are incredibly expensive. We're talking, five to six times more than a standard wood
fence. So that's like the Trex decking almost,
yes,
right? This is like a similar type of product.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're nice. We have only done one of those, and there's literally, I mean, I don't know how many of those there are in Atlanta, but it is very few because they're incredibly expensive.
There's another thing when people talk about that type of decking, let's say, usually you hear about this right. in decking, but what people don't think of, what if a tree falls down? It's 5 years later, the tree falls down on it, and they don't make that product anymore
right.
because they tend to change these products every couple years, make them better, but then you can't get anything that matches up to the old product, and a lot of people don't think about that.
Yeah, I want to point this out because that's actually a very good issue. I was going to bring it up a minute ago. We were talking about PVC fencing, right? This is a very common issue. So PVC fencing, when it's purchased at one of the local home centers, right? Those home centers change their manufacturers or who they buy from every couple of years. And it is a very common problem to see somebody with a damaged PVC fence that you absolutely cannot get it anymore. So if you're going to do a PVC fence, you absolutely want to use one of the national companies, one of the manufacturers that we know is going to be around, you know, next year when a tree falls on it.
Maybe buy a little extra product too.
Yeah, not a bad idea. I do that for folks all the time. Yep.
Well, we're up against a break, gentlemen. And for those of you just joining us, you're listening to Mr. Lee Tuck of Summit Fence, all things to do with fencing. You're here with Dan Watkins, the sponsor of All Four Seasons Home Show. I'm Jim Niarchos, and we're going to go into our final segment with more information from Lee Tuck, so don't go away.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. Want to thank you for listening. We're very, very happy to be here on the Dickey Broadcasting with the Dickey Broadcasting Company right here on Extra 106.3 FM, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station and the home of Fox News Radio. You've been listening to Lee Tuck from Summit Fence. We're going to get back with Lee right now, Dan, right?
That's right. We're gonna go a little rapid fire, a couple questions here. Important is insurance here?
Insurance. So, you know, insurance is an incredibly important issue. One thing we're seeing in this industry are lots of fence companies that do not have a true workman's comp policy, right? I mean, most companies have liability insurance because it's really inexpensive and cheap and, you know, easy to buy. But when it comes to workman's comp, we see a ton of companies that don't have it or have ghost policies, right? So they buy a policy that doesn't cover anybody. They get the people that work for them to buy their own policy. It doesn't cover anybody, and nobody's covered. So if somebody's injured on your property, you or your homeowner's insurance will be responsible for that. So it is a major issue. Anybody working on your property in any capacity, you know, you should check and make sure that they do have a true workman's comp policy. It's a good idea. No doubt.
What about permits?
Permits. So permits are an issue. You know, there are municipalities that require them and some that don't. So most fence companies, and we're included in this, you know, do not get permits. So we ask the homeowners to get the permit themselves, and we do help with it. We'll help with the paperwork, all that good stuff. You know, it's a good idea to know what your municipality requires. And there's so many municipalities in Atlanta that, and they all have different requirements, and some have no requirements. So, right. You know, that's an issue that should be checked on.
What about the utility company? Is that somebody I need to talk to before I come talk to you?
Yeah, it's a good point. So, you know, anytime you're building a fence, and specifically a fence, you definitely want to have a utility locate called for that job, right? And my advice for homeowners is this. You want whoever is doing the work to be the ones to call that in, right? So as a homeowner, if somebody asks you, say, hey, you call in and get a utility locate for my job, or for me coming to work on your property. Do not do that. And that's my opinion. Because what it does is it transfers the liability of this underground issue to the homeowner instead of the contractor. So we call it in for our homeowners and handle that process, and we recommend it done that way.
You know, we've been talking about products, different kinds of fences, what they're made out of, and that type of thing. But we also know that installation of this great product is imperative. Talk about installation, it's important, and how you folks do it.
So we have a team of install professionals that have all been doing it a long time. Well, one thing we see is a lot of companies that will hire folks, you know, in the busy time. Our business is definitely cyclical. You know, we're busier in the spring and summer, generally speaking, than we are in the late fall and the winter, right? It's just the way it is. So but we see people that hire, you know, bring on folks that maybe not are used to installing fence very much during the busy time, which creates all kinds of problems. And admittedly, I did that one time years ago and realized, that is not a good idea. Right. You know, we actually had to tear out a fence and replace it. It was done so poorly. I learned that, you know, that was a long time ago. So hiring somebody that has dedicated, true professionals, you know, the bottom line, when it's a busy season, there's going to be a wait time, you know, to get it installed, anywhere from, you know, 2 to 8 weeks, you know, mm-hmm. depending on just how busy it is. But waiting for a professional fence crew to build your fence is important. You know, I see a lot of people get rushed and they got to have it done now. So they go find anybody they can that can do it right now. Right. And those are the people that, you know, they're not as busy as other folks because they probably don't do a very good job.
Right.
You know, there's
they're not getting a lot of
that.
Word of mouth, are they?
Right. Correct. There you go.
You know, you talked about some of the nails you use, right? Because it holds the fence together better.
Yeah.
What are some of the other little tricks that you do on
that?
I know there is. That's why you're putting a quality product up.
This is very true. So with wood fencing, you know, what is the worst part about a wood fence? You know, anybody that's ever had a wood fence built in a yard or even built one themselves, the gates, right? The gates are the hardest part to get right. There is no question about it. And I'm actually doing a system that I developed. It's pretty interesting. I'm patent pending on it. I'm trying to get a patent. Not sure if we will. But anyway, so I actually build my own 10-ton presses that we press plates, a truss-type plate, into our gate frames. And it literally makes it to where our gate frames cannot sag. And it's very interesting. It's a great product. So we've been doing that now for about 5 years and have been extremely successful with it. So that's
anybody with a wood fence knows exactly what you're talking about.
They can tell you.
My first house, I remember, my goodness, I probably tried to fix that thing about 3 separate times. I thought I had it, and it just, there it goes
gravity
again.
Gravity wins.
Yep, gravity wins. Yeah. That's absolutely
so when
true.
They're nailed or screwed together, they're going to sag. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's an interesting thing that we do. And there's a lot of other things. I mean, we buy quality gate hardware. That's another issue. You know, you can spend, you know, $30 on gate hardware or six, you know, and it's not a good idea.
The price of an entire fence and gate and everything too. They're expensive. You might as well
just
get the good stuff, right? I mean, for that little bit of money. But we know what do companies do a lot of times? They go with the cheap stuff, right?
Right. And we do not do that. You know, I just think it's a bad idea. If you're going to do something, do it right.
You know, in my neighborhood, I thought a long time about having some kind of little white decorative fence, wood fence along the front of my yard. And you know, I've never done it. And then a few houses up, I noticed somebody kind of did that.
Right.
But it wasn't where I thought it would be on the front of your property. You had to sit back.
Had to sit back,
because
right.
of an easement.
Yes.
And it just doesn't, it's just not that great of an idea as I thought it was going to be.
So
and there's
funny.
No sidewalk, so there's right. this grass, and there's fence, and there's your yard.
So most people don't realize this. It's very common that I show up at a customer's house, and I show them where their actual property line is in the front in relation to the street. And here, you know, we all have this, 13-foot approximately strip of grass that we don't own.
Right.
And you know, so you're correct. Yeah, all fences in the front yard have to be set back,
yeah.
you know, further than some people want them to be.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah, you put it out there on the DOT right away, and you know, generally speaking, that is not a good idea.
Right.
They may be knocking on the door
and
telling you it's got to be moved.
And the homeowner association, the same thing.
Same thing, yes, sir.
Yeah. Jim, can't you see this is why the best are on this show. I mean,
I know.
If you can't listen to Lee right now, I know he knows every single thing about a fence, but more than other fence companies by a ton. You know, I mean, he's going to do the quality work, and you're going to deal with him one way or another when you're dealing with his company.
Well, I think that it's obvious that Lee Tuck of Summit Fence does not have any interest or any enthusiasm at all about doing anything unless it's absolutely the right way to do it, quality, and the first time.
That's
you don't want to come back the second
art,
time.
Jim. That is a
that's
lost
right.
art.
That's
so,
right. That's
so,
right.
Dan, how is the fence at your house held up?
I tell them unbelievably. No problems.
Nice.
You know, we're running out of time, Lee. I know that you mentioned during the break you have a special offer for our listeners.
I do. Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure to be here today. I really appreciate it. So anybody that calls in, mentions this that they heard us on the home show, which, by the way, this is a great radio program. I appreciate y'all being here.
Well, we appreciate
taking up
taking
the slack
the time
in Atlanta.
To be here.
Yes, sir. But we're willing to give anybody that hears us and calls us a $100 discount off of their fencing plant project.
Fantastic. And how do people get in touch with you if they want to call up, ask you a question, or maybe get an estimate or whatever?
Sure. So anybody can call our office at 770-334-6964. I mean, we answer the phone every day and have no problem even with just questions or concerns.
Thank you very much. And I want to thank you, Dan Watkins, owner of All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors, for sponsoring the All Four Seasons Home Show every week and bringing fantastic, credible customers, clients like this here, like Lee Tuck of Summit Fence. Thank you so much.
Another great show.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to remind you to download our app, our Extra 106.3 app on your smartphone. You can stream and listen to the radio station anytime you want. We hope you have a great week and keep listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at Camp Margaritaville LanierIslands.com.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to WadeFord.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory certified used car outlet at WadeFord.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.